Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Honeymoon, here we come! Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
All right, welcome back. Daily Line time. Yeah, I mean, you always got to face the music when things don't go well. Last night was a weird night for me. Just betting. It wasn't a good night, so I'll just start with that. But it was frustrating in the sense of, as I looked up early, I felt good about the college football games. And then Miami of Ohio told me, hey, man, did you not look? Because we're Miami of Ohio. We don't score points. So they were down 14-0. And believe it or not, that's an insurmountable lead for them to come back from. So just an ugly play. Read it wrong. Buffalo did not win. They got beat up. Had the Mavericks last night in a great spot after firing their GM against this Suns team that has 17 shooting guards. Yeah, they come out and get their ass kicked. They stink. The Miami Heat pull away in the beginning, feeling good about this game. I blinked and checked the score, and I went, what happened? They got blown out by backups. Remember, the Cavs are the team that benched all their players last night. And they got blown out by their bench and guys that never play. It's just unbelievable how things go in this league sometimes. And I did have a win in my top five. You want to know what sport it was? Hockey.
I didn't even have to say anything. I knew it would be.
I've hit 8 out of my last 9 plays in the NHL. I had a 7-game win streak that was broken up on Wednesday night by the Vancouver Canucks. And then Tuesday night. And then I hit again last night. And the game that I gave out last night, I was telling Ed, it was the Rangers over. And as I got the trivia last night, I look up and I'm like, damn, the Rangers are up 2-0. Like, what? How much time? Like, is it still in the first period? I almost said first quarter. First period. And I'm looking up and I'm like, oh, they've only played like 3 minutes. And then the Lightning score. And I'm like, oh, this is looking beautiful. And I didn't even have to worry about that one because I think there were 5 goals scored in the first period, maybe more. I stopped counting afterwards when I knew I won. But that being said, it was that was
7.
How many?
Rangers won.
Yeah.
Oh.
How many goals? I had the
10.
Over. Yeah, I had the over.
7-3.
So I had nothing to worry about there. But
well, the way you described it in the beginning, did the Lightning win that game? I was like,
no, I was just talking about the goals. It was like bink, bink, bink. Yeah, and you're like, this is beautiful.
The Rangers slaughtered them, actually.
Yeah, anytime you have an over and that starts happening in the NHL. Because like, if you look at hockey and soccer and you're betting totals, I mean, especially if you're betting overs, goals come so few and far between when you get opportunities and good opportunities, power plays, things like want them to, it's like, you got to score here. And then the old
empty netter.
Don't even get me started and how that's burning.
That must drive you crazy. That's because that's unique to hockey. You know, it's the empty net. Like that's weird.
You know what it's kind of akin to? It's not the same thing, but it's like, what was the game the other night where they ran the ball down to the 4-yard line and just kneeled it out the rest of the way when the guy could have ran in for a touchdown?
Mm-hmm.
It's like knowing you're first and goal and the clock's running down. It makes no sense for them to do anything.
Right.
It makes no sense for them to have a goalie in the game because they need to score.
Yeah, get extra skater.
It's just bad luck, you know?
Yeah. I mean,
you can't predict that stuff.
Get an extra skater.
Yeah. And again, yesterday, so again, that 1-4 in my top plays. I did hit the Lakers Thunder under. Northern Illinois, I told you how bad they blew out. I think it was like 38th. And what was the final? Like 45-3 they won. Coppin State in South Florida didn't quite get where I wanted them to. Longwood won outright. And the Clippers, you guys can go screw yourself. Yeah. So, all right, where are we looking at today? There's just so much to talk about because we have NFL, college football, college basketball, NBA, NHL. And let me start off with the sport I'm best in, apparently, the NHL. My favorite play tonight is Calgary over San Jose State. They're minus 150.
San Jose.
What? San Jose State. That's the San Jose. I never do NHL. I do college. San Jose.
San Jose State.
If they're playing them, they should win. No, but Calgary's favored by like $150, $155. You know, I don't like giving out larger favorites.
The Sharks have sucked.
Yeah.
Forever. It's amazing. They haven't won a better season now, but they're so disappointing.
But I think this is the right spot for Calgary with the travel and everything that's going on. I also like the... What is it about the Panthers, Ed? Like, they're good at home and they're bad on the road this year? Is that the crux of it?
The NA, the reigning champs?
Yes.
Yeah, they've been disappointing this year.
So they're... But yeah. They're good at home and terrible on the road, right? Like, abysmal on the road.
Yeah, they are, let's see, let me look here. Yeah, they're 1-4-0. They're 3-6 on the road.
Okay.
But they're 5-1-1 at home.
Yeah, for a championship team, like winning a third of your games on the road.
That's a terrible road record.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you know what the Rangers are on the road? They have the opposite.
Oh, really?
It's complete opposite.
Road Warriors.
The Rangers at home, it's the oddest thing. They're producing now. They're good. 8-1-1 at on the road. 1-6-1 at home. 8-1-1 on the road.
What is that?
Yeah.
But I do like Washington, Florida to go under the 5.5. As far as college basketball game goes today, there's three of them that stand out. One big top 25 matchup. I would tell you to take Purdue plus the points against Alabama. Purdue right now getting about 3.5. It was 4.5. Everyone's betting on Bama. The line's going in the wrong way. I'm going to take Purdue plus the points tonight. I love Pitt and West Virginia to go under their total. A little backyard brawl in basketball. These teams beat each other up. First 1-50 might win. It's going to be a little bit better than that. I think this game is played in the 120s, the low 120s. Mm-hmm. I'll gladly take it under 133.5. And guess who plays tonight in college hoops? Big Red, Cornell.
St. John's? Oh.
No, not that one. The Big Red. I'm going to sing Cornell's fight song in a second. They play Lafayette. And Lafayette's not good. And Cornell's defense is not good. I've said all along that we don't bet Cornell overs blindly. I wait to see where the money's going. And everybody, they think their totals are always too high. They're 1-1 so far on the over, or over, under, whatever you want to call it. I love the over here. I'm going back to the well, 158.5. Cornell's favorite in this game.
Really?
And if they don't play defense, they're going to give up a ton of points.
The Leopards?
Yeah. Yeah, the Leopards.
Lafayette are the Leopards, right?
Are they?
Pretty
Lafayette?
Sure. I think so.
The only Lafayette I knew was the gay cook in True Blood.
That was a school I was looking at when I was looking at colleges.
Yeah.
Let's look.
All right. Well, let me get the NBA while you're looking it up. I like the Cavs -7.5. This is a little bit different where people are going to go, oh, it's a back-to-back. Remember, they benched all their damn players last night. They're healthy. It's not the same as a normal back-to-back. I think the Cavs blow out the Raptors. I like Atlanta and Utah to go over the 232.5. And then, so here's where I'm looking in the NFL and college football. My favorite play tonight is Old Dominion minus the points. There are some 11s out there. I would definitely take 11 over 11.5, but I think they win by 2 touchdowns, so I'm not going to fault you either way. And with the NFL game, I like the Pats and Jets to go under, and I'll throw out 4 free props. I like Mason Taylor under 4.5 receptions. It's -135. I like Breece Hall over his rushing yards. Trevion Henderson, anytime TD. He's -180. You just heard me talk about not wanting to give out big point spreads and things like that. And this is you lose this bet, you lose almost a 2-1. You know, you're losing twice for betting on it. Trevion Henderson, this is one of the first times this year I've seen a game on Thursday night where he grades out so much better than both quarterbacks. And it's kind of an oddity that you don't typically see. Like, you might see it with Jonathan Taylor, right, in a game, even though Daniel Jones is having a good game. In my algorithm, go ahead and drink it, you usually see the quarterbacks at the top.
Yeah.
And seeing him at the top, and I'm going, they like him to score a touchdown more so than anybody to do anything in this game. I'm betting it. I'm trusting the algorithm, so I'm going with the anytime TD there. And I like Mac Hollins over 36.5 yards to go with the Jets and Patriots under. So
they're
the
Leopards, by the way.
They are?
Yeah, I just checked.
Leopards.
Leopards.
To recap real quick, my favorite plays for tonight would be the Pats Jets under, Old Dominion. I like Calgary, obviously. I like that Pitt, West Virginia under, and I like Cornell Lafayette to go over. There you go.
Hmm.
All right. I guess I ran a little long there. I'm sorry, Joe. We're going to get out of here. We'll talk some more Ravens. Lamar's sore knee. Are you concerned about
stuff
that?
Stuff your sorries in a sec.
410-583-1057. Any concerns over this weekend? We want to hear from you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
and
it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This NBA season, every shot you take with Fanatics Sportsbook puts points on the board. Earn up to 10% fan cash on your bets, win or lose. So even if your bet misses, you're still scoring fan cash, which unlocks exclusive rewards like authentic apparel, game tickets, and meeting legends at Fanatics events. Make the switch and turn every bet into a bucket with Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or 1-800-522-4700. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
Fibulus has a knee, so it's not the hamstring, nothing there. Some soreness coming out of the game, so should be okay. And I'm looking forward to practice tomorrow.
All right, that's John Harbaugh. Obviously, we were talking about Lamar and the sore knee that he has going on. I was saying something to Ed. I said I wouldn't put it past him that it is just a barking hamstring, and they list sore knee, so it's not anybody thinking anything different. I think he's playing on Sunday. I don't think this is some issue. Mm-hmm. I think this is something we have to get used to for the rest of this season, is that he might be getting certain days off.
Yeah.
You can't take any chances with him at this point, right? Like, you can't, that you obviously can't lose your quarterback. And I don't mean that to say you got to play scared or anything,
mm-hmm.
but if there's certain things that you have that he doesn't need to go through and he's got something barking, let him rest up.
Want a pro tip?
Yeah.
Now that we're on camera, don't eat almonds.
Oh, okay.
I'm trying to get them out of my teeth, and I know the cameras are on now.
We're on camera in the morning, right?
Mm, yeah.
You don't have to worry about me eating anything.
That's true.
Never eat in the morning, unless I'm on vacation. All right, so, like, I'm curious about this. Does this concern you at all? Like, the fact that we're dealing with him taking a... Like, I'm not the least bit concerned. Mm. But again, it doesn't mean, like, I said that before when he was supposed to come back against, what was it, the Dolphins. Or not the Dolphins, the week before that.
Bears.
Yeah, the Bears.
Yeah. I am a little concerned.
Just because of what the season has been thus far?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because, I mean, he missed games. So, I mean, it's not like he hasn't missed any. If it was just a Veterans Day off, yeah, that's fine. But that's not true. It's not true.
But I think you're going to start seeing more of those. Mm-hmm. And again, I don't know if that's just by design for him or... If he's got more going on. I mean, look, the injuries have piled up this season, and even now hearing that Marlon Humphrey's going to miss this game.
Mm-hmm.
So you're on back-to-back road games against a division rival, and I will call him a rival even though it's been a hammer and nail series except for the past 3 years.
Yeah.
This could be, I've said this before, with a team like the Browns, whenever they face the Steelers or the Ravens and they're this bad, that's their Super Bowl. They have one thing to look forward to. I just want to beat those two teams' asses because I hate both of them.
Yeah,
but
it's true.
I mean, like, we've seen so many injuries this year and like, significant ones. Like, not even knowing what's going to happen with Matt Abike's future. Lamar missing a chunk of time and seeing all the different players that went down along the defensive line. God, I mean, 1 week you had four practice players.
Literally.
On your defensive line.
Well, yes.
That's the week you played the Chiefs.
Yes. The week you played the Chiefs, you played with your preseason players. It's crazy.
Yeah.
That's why I think people need to give the Ravens, you know, some slack, because they were not the Ravens at that point. It was another team.
Yeah, and then again, too, Ed, like if I start looking at the matchups and you look at the schedule, you're going to favor the Ravens in every one of these games. But if something happens and Lamar's not in there, we had the quote. Was it Mark Andrews talking about Tyler Huntley? You don't need to play it. It just said he has all the confidence in the world. Pat Ricard, we have all the confidence in Tyler Huntley. That's what they all have to say.
Yeah, of course.
You know, and I'm not saying Tyler Huntley is a bad player. You look at the schedule they have coming up. The defense is clearly playing better. But we all know there's a huge difference with Lamar back there playing quarterback than Tyler Huntley and what it does for the running game, yeah, for the passing game, everything. So, yeah, I still think the Ravens win this Sunday. I think the game ends up being closer than you think. But they just got to keep in playoff mode, stacking up W after W after W. And then maybe you get to one point this season where you're like, oh, my God, we're on an 8-game win streak. Can we keep this rolling? And then you get into the postseason and that same mindset. Mm-hmm. I kind of like that they've been in playoff format for themselves.
Yeah.
Since they only had two wins after seven games. So I still think they're in a good spot to kind of put things together, figure out who they're going to be, and actually, you know, get a decent seed in the playoffs. I mean, I think you're going to get a home playoff game. I don't buy into the Steelers winning this division. I don't either.
I think the Ravens win the division. They do.
Somebody had said, I think the Ravens win the division and Buffalo comes here in the first round, which
knocks us out.
Well, they didn't say that. They just said that matchup. And I'm going, yeah, I didn't think that was going to be a possibility, but if New England keeps playing the way they're playing, Buffalo's got enough.
Oh, I believe it's really possible. I think the Ravens win a division. I think the Bills do not.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the Chiefs do not. So it's going to be different for once.
I think the Chiefs are going to beat up the Broncos this weekend.
I don't care.
I don't care what you think either.
Yeah, well,
screw you, buddy.
You're going to be wrong.
I don't care? Okay. That's an argument. Yeah. Tommy Lee Jones and the damn Fugitive. My wife.
I don't care.
Thanks. All right. We got Kevin Ostreicher coming up next. Locked on Ravens. We'll get his thoughts on, you know, what's going on with Lamar, the matchup against the Browns. Of course, talking about Marlon Humphrey's injury. We'll talk all things Ravens with him. That's all coming up right here on 105.7 The Fan. All right, guys. Welcome back. Big Bad Morning Show.
You laughing at?
Stupid things that we talk about in commercial breaks. It's time to go out to our guest. We're going to talk to Kevin Ostreicher, Locked On Ravens. Kevin, mm-hmm. First off, how are you, man? And it's good to see the Ravens back on the winning side of things.
Yeah, I'm doing well, and it's a lot better when the Ravens are winning, they're playing better football, and now just one game away from 500, which is crazy to think about considering where they were a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, I mean, it is. It's nice. It's nice to see them string a couple of wins in a row, hopefully another one coming up. From what you've seen, though, how much confidence do you have in this offensive line? Say they do win the division to actually, you know, advance this team in the postseason. I feel the line play has been pretty awful, and it really bothers me. It makes me very uneasy about what's coming.
Yeah, the offensive line it's been rough, and you know, a lot of it has to do with the guard position with Daniel Falele and Andrew Voorhees, and you know, it's a difficult thing because with Baltimore, you kind of have to deal with the hand that they dealt themselves. And, you know, it's tough because in the offseason, they had opportunities to bring in other competition. And, look, I mean, I have no problem with Valele and Voorhees, you know, winning the jobs. The problem I have is with, you know, there being no competition for those guys to earn those jobs. You know, it just kind of felt like they handed those jobs out and didn't really have a lot of competition in there. So, you know, at the end of the day, look, you have to protect up front. You know, you can have Lamar Jackson, Derrick Henry, you can be whoever you want, but if there are guys in the offensive backfield and, you know, not protecting your guys, it's going to come back and hurt you. So, again, it's not just like any one player. Now, Daniel Falele is the one getting the most flack, but, you know, it's everybody where Roger Rosengarten's regressed from year one. You know, Ronnie Stanley's been in and out of the lineup. You know, it's been tough all the way around. And, you know, they need to figure that out because if they do want to, you know, make the playoffs, go far, make the Super Bowl, you have to have a good offensive line. You have to protect your player.
Definitely.
Hey, Kevin, any concern over the latest with Lamar, this knee issue? Do you think it's a big deal? Or is this much ado about nothing?
I'm hoping it's nothing. I think that today will tell us a lot. If he doesn't practice today, I still would be like, all right, let's see Friday. If Friday doesn't happen, then obviously that's more of a concern. Now, Lamar doesn't necessarily need to practice to play in these games, and he doesn't need to, but you know, he's someone that has taken a couple of really big hits this season, and you know, that obviously goes back to the offensive line. I just feel like at this point, I'm just going to wait and see. You know, today I would hope he's back at practice, but you know, if the knee was a little sore, and you know, John Harbaugh, that's what he said, I'm okay with giving him, you know, some rest, because you know, it's a long season. Bye week is done for them. You have a long stretch of games here to go. So I'm definitely hoping it's nothing, but it's definitely wait and see mode for me.
It's just such a wild season, a wide open AFC. Who's the biggest surprise at 8-2? The Patriots, the Colts, or the Broncos?
Oh, probably the Patriots. I mean, yeah. I was expecting them to be better, but not this.
Credit
to them. Yeah, it's been unbelievable. I mean, the Colts are a really cool story too. You know, obviously with Daniel Jones and coming over from New York, and they're playing really good football. But you know, the Patriots being so young, and they spent money this offseason. So you know, New England is really interesting to me. They're a team that Ravens will see later down the line here, and I'm interested because the Ravens generally, they do have success against younger quarterbacks, rookie second year guys, and McCarthy, you know, they beat him with Minnesota. They're going to face Dylan Gabriel this weekend. Drake May falls in that category too. So I think it's going to be a good test for them. They have a bunch of easy games, or what should be easy games. Yeah. No game is easy in the NFL, though. You got to go out there and win it. But you know, that end of season, I think, will be a nice little tune-up, assuming that they're in playoff position. You can't, you know, assume they're going to be there, but they're in a much better spot than they were a couple weeks ago.
Talking to Kevin Allstreicher here, Locked On Podcast. And, hey, Kevin, like, we were looking at the rest of the schedule and how things are going, and maybe I've asked you this question before, but I think it's such a valid question of when do we know if we have something for real or not here with the defense and just how everything's coming together? Because you, as you pointed out, you are saying we're playing with, you know, kind of an easier schedule, right? They're going to be favored in almost every one of these games.
Yeah,
I think that just seeing the pass rush continue to improve, that's where I'm looking right now. And look, the Ravens, they've had their struggles rushing forward this season, and I think a big adjustment that Zach Gore and company have made of essentially being like, look, if we're not going to be better in that category, and I mean, that Vikings game was a step in the right direction there, but they're saying we're just going to bring the pressure to you because they need to generate pressure on the quarterback and make the opposing signal callers uncomfortable. And I think that, you know, the way that they've been using Kyle Hamilton is really effective. The way that they've been, you know, getting to the quarterback, it's just been a lot better. And I like some of the blitz packages we've been seeing as well. So, you know, definitely still a work in progress. Not, you know, everything has all of a sudden turned and everything's great, but it's a lot better than it was. And I think just continuing to see the pass rush Flores is going to be my biggest indicator of where they are and will continue to go.
Just back to kind of the 10,000 foot view. This, you know, a couple of 8-2 teams, a couple of 7-2 teams. I don't feel like there's a good team in the NFL this year. I mean that. It's like, I don't feel anybody, when you look back in the last couple of like years, the Chiefs have been incredible for years. Then before the Patriots were the team you had to get past. I don't see it this year. Is anybody you say, yeah, like even the Eagles look flawed. Anybody that got your attention as now that's who you're going to see in the postseason?
Yeah, I mean, a couple. In the AFC, that was one of the most frustrating things about the Ravens' slow start. It was like the AFC is wide open right now. Like, I think if there was one team that I'm looking at, I mean, maybe it is Kansas City again, but that's only really due to the fact that, you know, the Ravens haven't been able to get over the Kansas City Chiefs hump. So, I mean, Buffalo right now, they just lost to Miami. I mean, you know, the Colts, we just talked about them. The Patriots, some question marks at quarterback, maybe come playoff time. So, I feel like if the Ravens can get into the postseason, that's all it takes, and then they kind of go on a run. Like, you know, it's one of those things. It'd more so be like if the Ravens do go on a miraculous run and make the Super Bowl, team like Detroit, maybe the Rams, like those are some teams that I think are playing good football. But again, I think anything is possible, especially with how wide open the AFC seems to be. There's a real shot that the Ravens can go on a run if they can get everything going here.
Oh, no doubt. That's exactly where I bring it up, because I don't think there is a team that's like, oh, we're not going to pass them.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, there are good teams, but I don't know that we have great this year.
Yeah, you
know,
see it.
Kevin, real quick before we let you run, your prediction for Sunday's game.
I think this one's going to be a win. Again, you know, the Ravens have had a couple of games against Cleveland in the past couple of years that probably should have won that haven't gone their way, including, you know, Jameis Winston. Everybody remembers that game. So you got to show up, you got to play hard, and you got to earn the victory. But, you know, Dylan Gabriel, the Ravens look like what we saw with J.J. McCarthy last week. I expect them to try to rattle him and force him into making some tough decisions over the course of the game. You know, you got to block Myles Garrett. That's priority number one going back to the offensive line. But I just think that the Vikings are a team that you can look at last week of kind of a solid blueprint. But the Browns don't have as good skill position players on offense as the Vikings do. You know, their offense largely runs through their tight ends and their running backs. So I'll say the Ravens win this one. If I had to give a score, I guess I would go somewhere along the lines of 27-15. I'll go.
All right. Kev, real quick, where can people find you, find your podcast? I mean, you're all over the place and obviously on social media.
Yeah. You can find me on Locked On Ravens. We're a 5-day a week daily Ravens show. So we are available in video form on YouTube or in audio form, wherever you get your podcasts, the same show, so you're not missing out if you want to watch or listen. You can also follow me on social media, ChaosStriker34, on, you know, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, the whole nine yards.
Thanks so much, man. Always good talking to you. Look forward to next time.
Absolutely. Appreciate you guys. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thanks. That's Kevin Allstriker. All right. God, that show moved by fast, isn't it? I look down, all of a sudden I'm like, oh, we're at the last segment. Do you have jokes?
Fun show.
Yeah, I got jokes.
Nice fun today.
Yeah, it was a good time. So a lot of good stuff, a lot of fun stuff to talk about, even getting into the Eddie Murphy stuff, which I'm sure we're going to revisit this when Rob gets back, because he definitely wanted to talk about it, and I thought it was the most shocking thing in my mind.
I'm done with it.
Oh, well, I'm going to bring it up. Damn it. All right, we've got what we've learned, the encore, all that's coming up right here on 105.7 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
So, got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto Owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This is Odyssey's Injury Report, powered by Fanatics. Let's look ahead to this week's notable football injuries.
Green Bay's rookie wideout is dealing with a lingering shoulder injury and is considered day-to-day. Meanwhile, Philadelphia's Saquon Barkley is expected to be available for the team's game on Monday night after suffering a groin injury last week.
That's today's report. Listen all season long for weekly injury updates, presented by Fanatics Sportsbook, the home of fair play. Download the app today.
On most sports books, an injury ruins your whole football parlay, but not on Fanatics. They have Fair Play Insurance, which protects your football player prop bets from injury for the entire first half, every single game, all season long. So even if a player goes down early, you still won't take the L. Why risk it if you don't have to? Keep your bets intact and switch to Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
I look over at the Chiefs. We just brought them up. They drafted Karlaftis out of, was he out of Iowa? I'm trying to remember where he came from. But again, they were like, oh yeah, he's a good pass rusher. He's kind of a tweener. He's been great for them.
Yeah. Let's see here. Miles Garrett, one of one. Aiden Hutchinson, first round, second round pick.
Second pick overall.
Second pick overall. Micah Parsons, 12th pick overall. This is where they are. This is, by the way, young.
Mm-hmm. What?
Young Luke.
What did I do? I thought you were going to say something else.
This is why you keep a notebook.
Oh, I'll get out of here.
And not a sheet of paper you throw away every day.
Look, you don't have these lying around your house?
You know when I made these notes? October 14th.
Yeah.
I had this because it was on my mind. And now I have, and TJ Watt was 30th overall. This is what you, I give up.
Damn detective over here jotting down. Okay, what was he wearing? All right.
You know what's funny?
Was it a hat?
These are detective notebooks.
They are.
This is how, yeah, they don't use the side of these.
You're
the
flipping.
Yes, that's what they use.
Detective Ed Norris over here. Ed, who's it sponsored by?
This is sponsored by Lion's Den, my friend. You've been there. Yeah, you saw the goodies they have there.
Lots of them.
Lots of fun stuff. Yeah. We all use, you know what? You want to do a job right, and this is one job you got to get right. You need the right tools.
You have to have tools?
You have to have tools.
Man.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, they're not always truthful with us. You know? Like
when the women?
Yeah.
Oh, this might go somewhere it's not supposed to. Go ahead.
It definitely is. Well, even they give you all, size doesn't matter. Yeah, they're lying. So it's like.
I thought they were.
You need some help. We need help.
Every girl's told me the big ones hurt. And I'm like, you know what? It's not true, is it? It's not true, is it?
Anyway,
Liars.
Lions did everything. It's a great store. It's really very well done. It's meant for couples. You walk in myself, of course, for your couple of you. But they have really nice stuff. All kinds of clothing, lingerie, toys, things like that, games. It's a great store. Check it out. A bunch of locations locally in lionsden.com, one of my favorite places.
All right. That's obviously the encore. Now you got to get to what we've learned for the day. Eddie?
Yes, sir.
What'd you learn?
Wow. I haven't heard my friends all call me Eddie. Damn. I only became Ed when I moved to this place. Anyway, I looked up Plan High School. I talked about him before because of Kyle Tucker.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure a lot of high schools, maybe, like that place Gorman out in Vegas has a list like this. But there's a bunch of NFL players. We were talking baseball, though. Plan High School in Tampa, just a regular neighborhood high school. This isn't like, IMG Academy, or this is just a high school in Tampa. Wade Boggs, Hall of Famer. Current players in form. Pete Alonso, Kyle Tucker, Corey Brown, Darren Clark, Michael Givens, John Hudick, John Ramos, Preston Tucker, Jake Woodford, Chris Britton, Kevin Cash. I have a couple of major professional soccer players, two professional poker players, oddly enough, and a bunch of football players. That's kind of cool that many. I mean, these are athletes you know.
And Joe just whispered my ear. He's asking the question. Wade Bogg is the guy that allegedly drank 110 beers on that flight. Do you believe that story?
No.
How many do you think what about you, Joe? Do you think it's possible he drank a buck 10?
I bet he probably had like 30.
Something like that. Yeah, that 110.
Didn't Andre the Giant drink like 65 beers in one sitting?
He's drank over 100.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's Andre the Giant.
That's like us. I mean, I feel like that's us doing shots. Like, that's how small it is to hit. Like, you ever seen him hold a regular beer can in his hand?
It probably looks like a toy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But wait.
No, I don't believe that. But he did what he had, the sex addiction, too.
Yeah, he had the woman that would come to his games and flash him that was sitting in the third baseline? Yeah, he was a third baseman.
Who doesn't have that?
Oh, I never got that. You had those? You know what? I don't even want to know because this is just going to piss me off. I just found out that size matters. Now you're going to do this to me. I gotta go talk to my wife and make sure. All right. Anything else? All right.
I was going to tell you about somebody who was flashing me.
Go ahead. No, no, we got time.
No.
We'll go long.
We're up against the break.
No.
Here. It's the end of the show.
Jesus. Leave the good stuff for tomorrow. All right. When a woman has a baby, why is it called a delivery? It's pretty obvious that it's takeout. An oldie but a goodie. Just got hospitalized due to a peekaboo accident. They put me in the ICU.
It's great that we're on camera.
You love that one.
It's one of my favorites. So is this one. Just saw somebody get arrested at the Hobby Lobby by my house. Apparently he was putting glitter all over his testicles. Pretty nuts.
I like that one, obviously.
I recently joined a dating group for pyromaniacs. I got a match straight away. Boycott shampoo. Demand the real poo. New York is the exact opposite of Minnesota. New York is where the Big Apple is. And Minnesota is where Minneapolis. What does one boob say to the other boob? If we don't get some support, people are going to think we're nuts. And Joe, I tried
These
to start
pretty a, good today.
Thanks. I think you'll like my last one. You may have heard it, but I tried to start a bakery, but it never made enough dough.
I've heard that.
Guess I wasn't bred for success. Ooh, a follow-up. How can you tell the sex of an ant? You put it in water. It's a girl ant if it floats. Or I'm sorry, it's a girl ant if it sinks. It's boy ant if it floats.
Right.
Yes, I read it backwards. You idiot. A girl told me she just wants to be just friends. I said, can we be friends with benefits? She said, so you just want to fool around? I said, no, I want you to add me on your health insurance. Makes sense today, right? So if one chicken costs a dollar, how much does half a dozen chickens cost? Buck, 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 buck.
Idiot.
Today, the U.S. Mint will officially announce the last U.S. penny and will no longer produce them in the future. This makes no sense.
Yeah. Also makes no sense. It costs 3 cents to make a penny.
Yeah. I asked my wife if I'm the only one she's ever been with. She said yes. All the others were nines and tens.
That I like.
And lastly, three nuns sitting on a park bench. Man comes up to him in a trench coat and he flashes them.
Mm-hmm.
Two of the nuns had a stroke. The other one couldn't reach. Hey-o! Yeah! All right. You guys have a great day. Vinny and Haney are up next. I'm hoping Rob will be back. You'll get the three best friends that anyone could have tomorrow on the show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This NBA season, every shot you take with Fanatic Sportsbook puts points on the board. Earn up to 10% fan cash on your bets, win or lose. So even if your bet misses, you're still scoring fan cash, which unlocks exclusive rewards like authentic apparel, game tickets, and meeting legends at Fanatic's events. Make the switch and turn every bet into a bucket with Fanatic Sportsbook. Winning hits different here.
Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or 1-800-522-4700. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.